Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Extract. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
I just wanted to see how long I could wait. Jeez. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Trevor is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John, you sound like you're right next to me. Sounds good. Sounds good. Did you guys move? Again?
Not yet. That's not.
John, we got to meet up tonight at Jimmy's Egg, 445 in Springfield, Missouri. A lot of us are going to risk our lives traveling to Springfield, Missouri for our Monday night meetup. We are going to try to avoid the Blue Plague and all arrive at Jimmy's Egg on Battlefield in Springfield, Missouri, starting at 445. And it's movie night. I've got a video that I'd like to share. And Mike Wasson. Mike Wasson is going to be talking about the Blue Plague and men in black dresses and how to deal with them. So the Blue Plague and men in black dresses, what to say, what not to say, and how to do, we'll call it battle. How to do battle using their rules against them. That's tonight at Jimmy's Egg. John Reagan, you know, I was thinking, when I was in high school, I had a great opportunity. I was offered a job at an auto parts store, an independent auto parts store on the East Coast. And this auto parts store was not like an O'Reilly's or an AutoZone or an Advance Auto or a Pep Boys. It wasn't like that. It was independent. They could sell anything they wanted. It was a mom-and-pop store, and it was great. They had top-quality brands. I mean, they had the best of the best. And I noticed that they had a lot of different products, and back then it wasn't computerized. This was back in the 1970s. So when a customer came in, you had to know what a part was. You literally had to know what a muffler was, what a starter, an alternator, fan belts, V-belts, different widths of V-belts, different lengths, diameters of tailpipes, and the grades of bolts and nuts, meaning the hardness, the strength, those kind of things. You need to know about points and condensers and spark plugs and heat ranges and the resistance of spark plug wires. I mean, it's just on and on and on. Well, I was a gearhead back then, and I used to race cars and build engines and drag race. My American Motors vehicle, I had an AMX at the time. I still have that very same AMX. But bottom line was I was interested in machinery. And so I opened up every single box in the store and when customers weren't there, so that when a customer came to the counter and said, get one of these, and I go, I do. We do. We have we have that in two different types. And let me get them for you. And I put them to the, bring them to the counter, and I say, let me open the box. And I'd show them to them, and I'd say, now this one, the reason that this one is a good choice is because, and the reason this other one is a good choice is because, and if you'd like, I'll help you make that decision, because they're a different price. And I would be able to explain the differences, the pros and the cons, and why one was more expensive and which was better suited for the application. John Reagan, that doesn't happen anymore. When you go to buy anything today, even if you go to an AutoZone, an O'Reilly auto parts store, an Advance Auto, Pep Boys, very rarely does anyone make any suggestions to you. Very rarely do they say, as a matter of fact, it's so rare, I don't remember it happening at all in the last 10 years. Salespeople today have no clue what they're doing. They can hit keys on a keyboard. They know 26 keys and 10 numbers but on a keyboard, but they don't know what they're selling for the most part. They have no clue. What do you think about that?
On top of that, they might be prohibited. You know, if they say something that you know the computer doesn't tell them, you might be liable for a lawsuit.
That's ridiculous. You know that? And I remember when a guy would buy, want a muffler, I would say something like, you know, based on my experience selling this particular muffler for that particular vehicle, not only do most people need to get the muffler at a specific mileage, I would say that, you know, the pipe that connects the muffler, that usually is very weak and will come apart and will be destroyed when you go to take the old muffler off. So you might want to consider getting this other piece of pipe with it. And the inlet diameter is, 2 inches. The exhaust diameter is 2 1/4 inches. And you might want to get the muffler clamps if you don't have them already. So, and by the way, and if you don't need them, you can always bring them back. And I say, because, it sounds like you want to do this on Saturday. And depending on how it goes, it might go into Sunday. And we're closed on Sunday. So I would try to help them. Now, some might say that was suggested selling, and I was selling them more stuff that they, didn't need. And that really wasn't my intention. My intention was so that they wouldn't get home and say, geez, I can't believe it. I forgot the muffler clamps. Or why didn't that guy tell me I needed muffler clamps? You know what I'm saying? So I would say that, if you put some liquid wrench on the threads of the muffler clamp, you might be able to save it. And here's how to do it. First you tighten it, then you loosen it. And that's the best way to do it. Let that liquid wrench soak in for about, 3 or 4 minutes, and I try to save them money, and they could always bring those clamps back. And you know what? Our store sales went up about 25% within about 6 or 7 months of me being there. And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. What I'm saying is I just took the approach that I guess people would want to be treated the way I'd want to be treated. But we don't do that anymore. And I find it upsetting. I really do. Because now people... now you go to the store and you go, well, I know that guy doesn't have a clue. He's behind the counter. Why would he have a clue? If he really knew what he was doing, he'd be a mechanic. Right? Isn't that how it goes?
And soon it'll be robots doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, the reason I'm bringing this up is, Hillary Clinton is running for a gun salesperson of the year. Well, actually, at first I thought, there's no way anyone could beat Barack Obama for Gun Salesman of the Year. But it looks like Hillary Clinton, we can vote for her. So, class, if you're thinking about buying a firearm, you can vote for Hillary Clinton by buying a Guns80.com AR-15 kit. That's what our daughter did. As a matter of fact, she and all of her friends are buying them. And I'm not kidding. Yeah, they're voting. They're voting for Hillary Clinton, who announced that she's running for, what would you call her, emperor? Empress? What would you call her?
And will Valerie Jarrett give up her office?
Yeah. Yeah, we're in a lot of trouble. So I know that Hillary Clinton really has her sights set on firearms, weapons, guns, pistols, rifles, shotguns. I know she does. As a matter of fact, John, at the Get Prepared Expo, there was a guy selling ammo boxes. I don't know if you saw him. He probably had 50 of them, 50 ammo boxes, 50 caliber ammo boxes, $10 a piece. He sold out, within within a few hours. Yeah. And rightfully so. So I recommend that if you have the opportunity to get, and these are brand new, if you have a chance to get ammo boxes, you can store your cartridges in there the last decades. If you keep them cool and dry, keep the air from getting to them, put your cartridges in those military ammo boxes. I don't know how much they cost outside of the Expo, but they were $10 a piece at the Expo for the 50 caliber size. Anyway, we keep nuts and bolts and screws and all kinds of things in them here because that stuff is so expensive. Ammo boxes, when I bought them, they were $3 a piece for the 30 caliber. And the 50 caliber, which is the larger size, $10. And by the way, if you have silver, you can put about $1,000 face value of silver in a 50 caliber ammo can. What a great way to go. Keep the oxygen from exchanging. So you might want to get some 30 caliber and 50 caliber ammo boxes for your precious metals. Yep. And if you put about $1,000 face in there, it weighs about 70 pounds, and that ammo can hold it. You can carry it with a handle. I mean, it's heavy, but it won't come apart. John Reagan, you've got a lot of news. Where are we going to start?
Oh, boy, is there a lot. I've been toying with the idea of taking the spy tech, control, mm-hmm. and big picture sections and mm-hmm. just combine it into one section called button pushers.
Oh, man.
It's bad.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start at the top then. Wherever you want.
We'll start at the top of financial. Walgreens euthanizes 200 stores. there's not a lot of detail about this yet, but you know the economy is so great. Walgreens in that healthcare sector, which is the one where the money's been going to, is having to close 200 stores to save $1.5 billion over 3 years. That had originally set a target for saving $1 billion during that time frame. So, just a another signpost to look at.
Yeah, and John, as you look at the Walgreens stores, I don't know of any real old Walgreens stores. I mean, not in this part of the world. Maybe they have some old ones, but I can't imagine. I don't think I've ever seen a Walgreens that's older than 20 years old. I'm talking about the physical building. So the question in my mind is, who at Walgreens said, hey, let's open 200 stores and we're going to close them within the next 20 years? What a great idea. Let's do that. Who did that? Who approved that? What were they thinking? John Reagan, I'll be right back. This is USAPrepares.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking. banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us. And John, I want to let you know that in our class that I was on the phone with Ed Marvini over the weekend. Ed Marvini is the CEO of UserSight, UserSight.com, UserSight.com. He has developed the website for us and for Dr. Richard Allen Miller, as well as many, many others. And he's updated our website. He's changed the theme. Now, as you know, we were attacked by a lawyer on the East Coast because he said that we infringed a photo copyright, and we told him to stuff it. And so we changed our theme, and the theme didn't work well with the shopping cart. So Ed has changed the theme to one that will work with the shopping cart. And so we are now putting on ProPure Water Filtration Systems seed kits and diatomaceous earth. And for those of you who are interested in diatomaceous earth, we have food-grade diatomaceous earth, and it will be available very, very soon on the website. I'm taking it. Aaron Dakins is taking it. John Reagan takes it. And it's earthworkshealth.com. Earthworks, E-A-R-T-H-W-O-R-K-S, health.com. And you can buy it there right now if you'd like. They can ship it to you immediately. We had cases of it at the Get Prepared Expo. We sold out in hours, literally. EarthworksHealth.com. And so they are advertising with us. They are a sponsor, and we will be selling their product as well as they will be selling it. So that's coming up in the very near future. So you can, if you want to get it right now, just go to EarthworksHealth.com, and you can get a canister, 2.5 pounds, and I think it's about $11. And they'll ship it to you, and you can start taking that. There's plenty of information at earthworkshealth.com for why you would want to consider food-grade diatomaceous earth for you and your animals. John Reagan, what's next?
I've got a link, says survey says, and I guess you might want to back up for those who want to follow along. We're on the news tab of the financialstateoftheunion.com, and the post is called Resources for U.S. Who Prepares, April 13th. And this survey is the Consumer Expenditure Survey done by the Labor Department. This is reported on the shtfplan.com website with the headline, Strapped Americans Headed for Civil Unrest and Riots with Poor Spending 60% on Bare Essentials. And what it shows from the survey, pulls the chart out, the bottom 10% are spending 59%, almost 60%, just on food and housing. And even when you look at the richest 10%, they're spending 42%. And when you've broken down food and then you have another bar for housing, the richest 20% are spending 31% of their income on housing. The poorest 10% are spending 42%, and everybody in between is spending somewhere between 32 and 39%. So that's a big chunk right there. And in the model that I've discussed that, you know, points we're headed to a pretty big, wall head on where income is outpaced by debt service and government spending by 2020. What's in these housing costs here are largely in that as debt service. Now, food's another story, and I'm just wondering if we can take a trick out of the central banker playbook where they're going to this negative interest rate to make things work. Well, you've got all these food expenses. I wonder if we can go to negative food consumption rates to help people get by.
Well, John, actually, I wrote a commercial over the weekend addressing just, well, not exactly that, but something similar. And what I'm saying is avoid paying taxes on food. Avoid paying taxes on food. Grow your own. And what we need to do is we need to starve the beast. We literally need to starve the machine that is taxing us into oblivion. So if we could just avoid paying sales tax, imagine that. We would have 5 to 10% more available funds if we could just avoid paying sales tax. And what I've decided to do is teach a seminar this week, Saturday and Sunday, at the RK Prepper Show in Indianapolis. So if you'd like to go, just go to usaprepares.com. There's information right on page one about that. That's what we need to do. We need to save money. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal service.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Click on the news tab and you can follow along with us in class today. John, what's next?
I need to go ahead and talk about the first one out of SpyTech, DARPA Vision. I've got too much open on my computer right now, and I need to get this one discussed and closed so I can free up some resources. That link will take you to the DARPA website, and at the end of the first paragraph is a link to the report they've just released where DARPA shares its vision for the future. And keep in mind, this is an unclassified document. The classified stuff is probably even a lot scarier than what we're getting ready to cover. So I download this document. It's 41 pages for the PDF file. And the areas they're looking at is assuring dominance of the electromagnetic spectrum, improving position, navigation, and timing without the global positioning system, maintaining air superiority in contested environments, asserting a robust capacity in space, enhancing maritime agility, leading the world in advanced hypersonics, exerting control on the ground, augmenting defense against terrorism, deriving meaning from big data, building trust into information systems, and yes, I laughed when I read that. The whole big section, harness biology as technology, mastering new neurotechnologies, accelerating progress in synthetic biology, outpacing infectious disease, harnessing quantum physics, applying deep mathematics, inventing new chemistries, processes, and materials. And, you know, that's just the areas. Then it gets into a breakdown in some of these areas, like in the electromagnetic spectrum, talks about riding the gallium nitride wave. I was familiar with gallium arsenide from my early days in the Air Force. Went to an ACM meeting in St. Louis, and gallium arsenide chips are resistant to EMP. Imagine gallium nitride or that plus. Silicon chips, which we have in consumer electronics, are the ones that are susceptible to being destroyed with not very much voltage at all. They're looking at delivering long-range anti-ship capabilities, creating deep ocean satellites. If you've watched Sequest DSV, that's what I'm thinking of here. Expanding marine platforms for unmanned aerial vehicles, gathering high-altitude, high-resolution data, reconfiguring flight formations, advancing fuel cells for longer flight, avoiding collisions in orbit, revolutionizing prosthetics. It's a big laundry list, and we could take many shows just covering this document. But when you hear me talk about, you know, the spy tech and control, you know, it's not just you know, a guy that used to be a captain in the basement of the Pentagon. This is what the military is after today. Vincent?
I was listening, John. I was listening to the things that you didn't say. And what you said is very disturbing, of course. But what I didn't hear you say was lowering military and government pollution. I didn't hear you say lowering taxes. I didn't hear you say prolonging life. I didn't hear you say increasing freedom. I didn't hear you say improving the quality of life.
Dominance and control.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Dominance and control. That's what these guys want to do. Outrageous.
Well, let me slip on down. I've got an article in the Fukushima session and I called RIP. They sent in a robot to check one of the reactor vessels, and the robot dies 3 hours after entering. You know, I know Dr. Richard Allen Miller talks about Fukushima quite a bit. This place is so radioactive, a human wouldn't last in there hardly any time at all. And the, you know, I'm sure they designed this robot to operate in this radioactive environment, and it only lasted 3 hours. There are no solutions, but they don't even know how to check to find out where the corium is. They don't even know where it's at. You know, it's still in the container. Has it escaped the container? Most believe it's underneath the complex now. And, yeah, it's kind of like the gift that keeps on giving.
Let's talk about insanity. My understanding is that the 2020 Olympics are going to be hosted in the city of Tokyo. Who in their right mind would make that decision? Who would confirm that decision? Who would announce that decision? What athletes would go to Tokyo? It's like one of the dumbest things we could do is host the Olympics in a radioactive hotspot. Where most of the children have some sort of thyroid disease as a result of the radioactivity. 2020 Olympics. The host city is Tokyo, Japan. It makes no sense, John. No sense.
Well, I guess the good news is that the way things are going, there might not be enough of an economy where they can pull that off. They might have to cancel.
John, there's a church in Springfield, Missouri, that was getting together, and they were doing some event, and I think they were going to have the children go sing in Japan right after Fukushima went off. So they're going to fly all these children and the chaperones over to Japan. And I said to one of the chaperones, "Are you serious? You're going to? Oh, it's okay. It's okay. There's no radiation. It's, you know, everything's fine." I said, "Are you serious? You believe that?" So they took all these children from, you know, the Ozark Mountains to Japan and for singing. There's no way I would let my child go to Japan for anything, even if he or she won a scholarship to the most prestigious university in Japan. And was offered the highest paying job in Japan. I would say absolutely, positively not. It's insanity.
Ready for more good news?
I know you weren't trying to hit my button. It just happened.
I've got a couple of articles in health. Called the first link antibiotic side effect, and the second one, does this create stupid voters? The first one is about a new study, antibiotics given to babies in the first 6 months of life raise risk of obesity. And while I don't have my mother around to ask anymore, I seem to remember when I was still a baby that I had to spend some time in the hospital, and I had so many injections of penicillin that it made like a J on my behind. And I'm sure usage in kids now is even worse than it was when I was young. And I just wonder, you know, a lot of times there's not just one cause of things, there's multiple causes. And I wonder if this, you know, on top of the high fructose corn syrup, on top of the GMOs, on top of you name it, is part of the reason we've got the problems today. And the second one, the title of the article, "Can Birth Control Shrink Your Brain? A study finds the pill may alter the structure of women's minds, which the regions affected are responsible for decision-making and processing emotions." And I know I've seen studies years ago where it says that women on the pill end up selecting men that they wouldn't have otherwise selected in order to settle down with. So,
wow.
Yeah. Take your pick.
John, as you're saying that, I rolled up my sleeve and I checked my injection site when I, you know, had those childhood injections. You know, those injections were of sufficient strength that they damaged our skin in our arms, right? I mean, all of us baby boomers who have been injected with those childhood immunizations that have been, you know, that our parents were told, this is what you got to do, and they yielded to it, and we were injected. And they say that those injections have caused diseases. They say that those injections have caused cancers, asthma, and autism. So many diseases. As a matter of fact, we talked about thalidomide. Thalidomide was a miracle drug that would ease the discomfort of pregnancy, and so women were advised by their medical doctors to get Phyllis' prescription for thalidomide, and they had children born without legs, without arms. You know, the feet would come out of their hips, their hands would come out of their shoulders. It just, you know, everything was fine except the arm would be missing. It deformed fingers and toes and all kinds of limb defects as a result of modern medicine. And I even know a woman who took it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the child was born fine. But that's not the case. I met a man in Canada who had his hand coming out of his shoulder. Yeah. John Reagan, I'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world. Alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, assets, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. If you click on the news tab, you can follow along in class today. John?
I put one link in the preparedness section, and this is for anybody that might not have been paying attention. There was a big tornado hit near Chicago last week, and this article has pictures of the effects of that tornado. And it's just a reminder that, you know, we don't know what's going to hit us when, and if you're not ready, you're in worse shape than if you've got at least some preparation underway. And, you know, whether it's man-made or nature, either one can be deadly.
Vincent. John, back in 1939, way before we bought this farm, the previous family built a tornado shelter. And it's on the farm, and it's about 8 feet wide by 12 feet long. It's underground, and it looks like a coffin. If I were to describe the shape of this concrete vault, if you will, it looks like a very, very large coffin. And it has a couple stacks, 4-inch clay stacks, for air inlet and outlet. And it has these sloped doors. On the East Coast, they're called Bilco doors, B-I-L-C-O, and they are doors that are on maybe a 30-degree angle, and you flip them open, and then you can run down these concrete stairs and pull the doors. So it's a very low profile, doesn't have a lot of area to catch the wind and have the doors rip off. But back in 1939, there was a concern about tornadoes, and if you look at the farms here, there are plenty of them that have very, very similar structures. So either someone built one and went to church and said, you know, here's what I've done to build a cellar or a shelter, if you will. But there are a whole bunch of them all scattered all over this part of the Ozarks where our farm is. So this is nothing new, John. It's nothing new. Tornadoes have been destroying buildings for a long time. And I suggest that if you don't have a tornado shelter and you live in an area where the weather's kind of rough, you might want to build one. And you know, there you can buy a tornado shelter for a few thousand dollars, maybe $3,000. But before you do that, I suggest that you go in one and close the door and spend like an hour in there before you buy it and see if you can stand it. You might find out that the size of the tornado shelter that you think would be just great for your family of six is too small. Really. Or if you want to know what it's like, just clean out your closet, take everything out, and bring your family in there for 2 hours or an hour. See what that's like. You'll probably find out that it's too small. So go into your purchase of a tornado shelter with your eyes wide open and see if you, and try it out. Seriously, try it out. And no matter what you do, if you have a shelter with doors that open, like a, if you're going to build a safe room or buy a safe room, you probably ought to get one with the doors that open inward. Because if you have them with the doors that open outward and debris lands against the door, you may not be able to get out. So make sure you have at least a pry bar, a big pry bar, and extra batteries and maybe some calcium-type lights to, so you can see what you're doing. Back to you, John. Wow, that was fast. So, John, what else do you have to say? Time's up.
And all the good
hey,
stuff
John. Yeah. Coming back from top of the hour news and commercial announcements, you have a full schedule for our class today. More topics than we can cover. So, and they're all important. Every single one is just as important as the others. Captain John Reagan's with us on Vincent Finelli. This is USA for Paris, and you can listen to us on the listen line, 605-562-4080, 605-562-4080, or 605-562-7727, or on YouTube.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.